Nirinikanta 1, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti, Text 45. Or you can say, elation. Thus accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord subsequently informed other ladies, and that means afterwards, after. The Lord subsequently informed other ladies of his departure by entering the palace of Hastinapur. But upon preparing to leave, he was stopped by King Yudhisthira, who employed him lovingly. Anitimiram nasya janagana salakayam sastu smiritam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manavistam shavitam jena bhutale swayam prakaram ayadadati swaparantikam shri krishna chaitanya pravunityananda shri raitigarada shri vasari gaura bhakti vinnam hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram hare ram 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 hare hare. The verse again. Thus accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord subsequently informed other ladies of his departure by entering the palace of Hastinapur. But upon preparing to leave, he was stopped by King Yudhisthira, who implored him lovingly. So, he accepted the prayers of Queen Kunti, means that he reciprocated. He's very kind to his devotees, but the problem is, no one is a devotee. At least here in the material world, it's very fair, very rare to find a devotee, because everyone is devoted to themselves. This is our disease. We love we love ourselves the most, and somebody who satisfies me, then we love them. Because we're not content in ourselves, so therefore we need others to help. Because this is our position, we're always dependent. But instead of being dependent on the Lord, we make ourselves dependent on other living entities. We think this will give us what we need, family members, employers, so on. We think, I have to have this person's help. But if we analyze, we see that there's really no love there. It's just simply something that we are imagining, some false shelter that we're seeking. We're seeking shelter, but we're seeking it in our family members, in our community, in our business, but these things don't really give us shelter. Because ultimately, we're separated from them. They can't protect us. So, therefore, it's advised that we develop relationship with the Lord. But without having example, that will be difficult to do. Therefore, Prabhupada has come, kindly agreed to come, Krishna has allowed him to come, to give us that example. So, for us then, it's no longer something unimaginable that someone can love God more than himself. At least personally, without having that example, I would have felt it would have been very difficult for me to accept that such a person could exist who really loves somebody more than himself. Because we have no experience like that in this world, nor do we see in the history some experience like that. Of course, we did have the experience or the history of Lord Jesus, who was presented like that, that he was loving humanity so much that he sacrificed himself. But that also, it was somewhat grotesque because why would he undergo such a severe tribulation in such a strange way to be spit on and so on. So we lost faith in that because we didn't see any living model. At least that's my own personal history, is that I lost faith that Jesus was a pure devotee and who actually loved God more than himself. And I thought it was something fictitious, something created, some imagination, or something perverted. But when I met Srila Prabhupada, then I saw that he wasn't fanatical. I was thinking, oh, Jesus had to be somewhat fanatical in order to submit to that kind of torture. And then when I asked the Christians, well, because he was God, he didn't feel that suffering. Is that correct? And they said, no, he felt that suffering. He voluntarily accepted that suffering. So I thought that this is a very difficult, model to follow. When I went into my own heart, I said, I don't want to be like that, that I have to accept that kind of suffering. So why should I follow someone else who is in that position? But when I saw Srila Prabhupada, I saw that he was sacrificing, but he was joyful in that sacrifice. It wasn't something, artificial or extreme. He was, satisfied in himself and in his work that he was doing. And so that, I thought, oh, this is something I could follow. I could be like that. Ultimately, we want to imitate. I mean, not imitate, but follow in the footsteps of some hero. Everyone has this mood to follow someone who is more exalted than us. The child also has that mood. He wants to be like the father. But when he grows a little older, he sees that his father is not perfect. Therefore, he becomes cynical or skeptical or loses faith. But this is natural, that we want to follow a leader. Because our position is dependent. Nicho nichanam chaitanam chaitananam. We are always needing some shelter. But now we're finding shelter on the material side, which is not really shelter. And so we're disappointed. By the course of time, everyone is in trouble. But if we sincerely turn to Srila Prabhupada and take shelter there, then we can be relieved of that anxiety. He's ready to accept us. Lord Krishna is ready to accept us. We simply have to sincerely submit to their direction, to their kind guidance. Then we can be free from anxiety. Otherwise, when we take shelter of our own mental idea, there's always going to bring us anxiety. This is a fact. Just like Krishna was taking shelter of some mental idea he had, though he was in anxiety for a few days. This is because the mind can never save us. It's like catching the tail of a puppy dog to try to cross the ocean. It doesn't have the strength to save us, because it itself is subjected to the material laws and forced to act helplessly under the dictates of the external energy. Mind is also material. So if we take shelter of our mind, we're always going to be in trouble again. Maybe for some time we can think, oh, this will save me, but then again the trouble comes. So we have to be open to the being guided by the Lord. This is the whole mood of the devotee. And then, when we agree to be guided by the Lord, we actually become devotees. And a devotee is so glorious that that he can also guide the Lord, as Yudhisthira is doing here. You see that he's, out of love, he's going to convince the Lord to stay for some more time so that he can have his association. So, we saw also some of Thomas Prabhupada's disciples would persuade him out of love to remain in one place or to change his plan. This is the nature of the Lord. This is the nature of the Lord's devotee. They're open to be guided out of love. So, we should therefore become devotees. And be controlled by love. We're not also, you can say, fanatical, that we just take a stand and we can't change that, even by a superior reason and direction. And this is the fanatical position, that we just hold on to that position, even if it's untenable, even if it's shown to be wrong, we still keep it, because it's our idea. This is, again, the mental platform. We create our own God in our mind, and we follow that. And even when it's very clear that this is not God, this is not bringing us the desired result, still we stick to it. This is called fanaticism. In the name of religion, this is going on also. They throw away reason and logic and just stick to their fanatical beliefs. Even when they're not getting the result, they're so demoniac. This is really demoniac mentality. To have this idol of the mind, not based on real Shastra, based on some imagination. So here's the real Shastra. This is the picture of God, right here. People don't know what God is, but here he's kindly come on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. We can see how he's dealing with his devotees in such a nice way. Therefore, he's called by these different names. It's like we were hearing this morning. Krishna is Nandanandana, because his relation is with Nanda Maharaj. So he's the son of Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Nandana, he's the son.